Now, City Council Chief Executive John Vandalar Scott has left the authority's top job. Members of Stoke-on-Trent City Council last night approved a payoff at a behind-closed-doors meeting. Mr. Vandalar Scott has taken voluntary redundancy. And the council leader, Councillor Dave Conway, claimed the now former Chief Executive left to find a new challenge, with the post being scrapped. Mr. Vandalar Scott's position had been in doubt ever since Dave Conway's election victory. He had pledged with the City Independent Party to remove the Chief Executive post. And Mr. Vandalar Scott, he had been on garden leave for a month. Mr. Conway and his deputy leader, Abby Brown, last night fielded questions from the media following the meeting from councillors and the go-ahead for the deal that sees Mr. Vandalar Scott go. And Mr. Conway was asked, what's led to all of this?
We, the coalition now, are moving forward and using our options to take the City Council forward. We've got 5 months now, which we will be working very hard to do, putting the best people in the best places, the right people in the right places, and joining up services we believe to be need joining up. And so it's a reorganisation at the top level.
Now, the cost of John Vandalar Scott's departure will be £230,000. That's equivalent to his annual salary, and the council say he's legally entitled to that amount. The coalition will now undertake a review of the senior management team at the council, and they say a new structure will be put in place from the 1st of April 2016. In the meantime, David Sidaway, the council's executive director of place, has been appointed interim head of paid service until March next year. That's alongside his current director post. So what cost does that involve?
David Sidaway will be entitled to a small additional cost. However, we have yet to work that out. We'll be working through the Hay pay scale. However, clearly it will be less than having a chief executive in position.
Mr. Conway was at his most passionate in last night's press conference when he was asked why the chief executive role isn't a necessary one at Stoke-on-Trent City Council. His response, the authority needs to be led more strongly by elected members.
Because the restructure says that we can do it better. It's a member-led authority. You know, you better understand that. It's a coalition, a member-led authority, right, which is going to take this council forward. Right, we are actually working now, and we have been even since we're, you know, to get everything right. Just for the mind the chief executive, the mind the coalition. This is for the people out there. This is why we're doing it. You know, they pay the council tax, and we're going to give them the best services we can for their money.
So what does all this mean for people in Stoke-on-Trent? Abby Brown gives her thoughts.
I think obviously we've been very clear since May that we are keen to move to this being a member-led organisation. And I think really for residents on the ground, I'm not sure anything will actually change really, but hopefully they will see what we're doing and see that we are looking at the way the council is organised, and we are reviewing the structures to basically adapt to the changes that are being brought forward by the government in terms of the way that councils have to be a lot more focused on the way that they deliver services and deliver value for money for residents, and this is all kind of part of that sort of move really. So it shouldn't make any difference to residents really.
As I said to James, come back in 4 years, right, and you shall know us by our fruits, and I'm sure it'll be a different place.
Council leader Dave Conway there. Now, in a statement, John Vandalar Scott said he was proud of what's been accomplished. During his time at the helm of the authority, the city has emerged as one of the fastest growing economies in the UK. Mr. Vandalar Scott says we're poised to take full advantage of the projected benefits of HS2. He also said that they successfully fought for and won one of the largest government funded city and growth deals in collaboration with the local enterprise partnership, and said the city centre has been rejuvenated with enhanced public realm and a growing retail, culture and leisure provision capped by the Smithfield Central Business District. Mr. Vandalar Scott thanked the City Council staff and partners for making his tenure so enjoyable.